a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And here is your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Barthow.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Good morning, Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Jane Barthow. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. Like, that's a mouthful.
Good. How about we just call you Prez?
Ooh. Yeah. How about plain Jane?
How about just Jane? Good morning.
Just Jane. Just Jane. Hi. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Mother's Day to you, by the way.
Oh, it belatedly. Was awesome.
Yeah, what'd
it
you do?
It was so nice. Not much.
Nice.
My daughter was back home from Oregon, my youngest. Her boyfriend graduated from Menominee, I'm not sure that Mother's Day would have flown her home.
Oh, sure.
But her boyfriend's graduation was enough to fly her home. So yeah, win-win. So I got all my kids. My middle boy grilled an amazing feast for us in his new house.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it was beautiful. Sat in the deck and just laughed a lot.
Great.
They let me win in cornhole.
Well, there you go.
Yep. I wouldn't have, but yeah.
That's what's supposed to happen. It's Mother's Day.
It was a winner. Yeah, winning of a day. So.
Well, you brought a pretty interesting friend with you today, mm-hmm. didn't you?
Yeah. Our newest stakeholder member, Stephanie Hastings,
yes.
is with Aurora Pharmaceutical.
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are
Good
you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. It's nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you as well.
Well, I want to talk all about Aurora Pharmaceutical, because I think a lot of people, everyone in Northfield knows that you're here, but a lot of people don't really know what you do.
And what is that ominous building behind the vet clinic?
Yeah. But before we get to Aurora Pharmaceutical, it's a mouthful, Aurora Pharmaceutical.
It is.
I want to talk about you, because you were telling me off air that you are not originally from Northfield.
Correct.
Tell us where you're from.
I'm actually from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Yeah. Yes.
And you used to do morning radio.
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah, absolutely. I sure did.
I love this. So tell us about your, how did you get into radio in the first place?
You know, I started out, you know, first I was a beat writer.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got my early start in my early years in 20s, right? Seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, right.
And I was a beat writer and a journalist, and I covered a lot of sports and local things. And, you know, in the suburb that I was a writer, they had just brought a new station in from another town.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was part of the Metroplex, and I got my chance to get on there. And, you know, I got to do that for a little while. It wasn't fun getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
No, it's never
to do morning drive. But, you know, I'm a audiophile, if you will. I love music, and, you know, I love interviewing people. So it kind of brought everything together.
What was the format of the station?
We were a hot AC station, so adult contemporary.
All right. Yes. All right. Fantastic. Do you ever miss doing radio?
I do sometimes. I really do. I really enjoy it. I don't miss the 3:30 in the morning wake up call. I don't miss
Nobody
that at
would.
All.
Nobody would. So then how did you wind up in Northfield?
Well, I moved up here in January.
Okay.
Aurora was how I got here.
Okay.
So they were expanding, they're growing constantly, and they're at this place where they were building a marketing department, and I've been in marketing for over 20 years and been in director roles for a long time, and took a chance and applied for it, and you know, then next thing you know, I'm packing a car and I'm driving from Dallas to Northfield.
And you came in January.
I did come in January.
So you know exactly, you right off the bat,
just boom,
exactly. Yeah. You found out. Had you ever been to Minnesota before?
I had not. This is my first time in Minnesota, but you know, I will say this is the prettiest state I've ever lived in.
Wow. Well, I no one here is going to disagree with you.
Yeah, it is just gorgeous.
And May, I've always said May is the month to be in Minnesota, because everything's blooming. It's beautiful. It warms up nicely, but there are no bugs yet, and there's no humidity yet.
I think it's funny, the notion on the bug thing, because everybody talks about, oh, the mosquitoes are terrible and all that. And all I've seen is, and I guess it's those tiny things you guys call mosquitoes. In Texas, those are just gnats.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Well, so our mosquitoes are much bigger because nothing dies there.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is also the season of the water bug in Texas, which I don't miss, which is where these 2 to 3 inch large bugs come crawling up through your pipes. Yeah, and that's the spring's here. It's water bug season.
Well, the mosquitoes will get nice and healthy before you know it. So you ain't seen nothing yet. So.
Well, you know, when it comes from, I come from the land of bugs and snakes, so I'm pretty resilient.
Not so much with the snakes here, so we're okay. Yeah. So tell us then a little bit about Aurora Pharmaceutical and maybe first in your role there. This Aurora didn't have a marketing department prior to
this? They have sales. Obviously, they have a sales department, and we have salespeople all throughout the country. Nothing as robust as or as cemented as what we have now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as every company grows, and obviously Aurora keeps growing, there comes a point when it's necessary to have a dedicated group of folks who are your marketing department. And like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, mm-hmm. and the opportunity came up, and you know, it's not just myself, but I do have a graphic designer. I have a content strategist. I've got a fabulous coordinator who she just went on maternity leave, so we miss her already. But you know, it's a wonderful group of ladies that I get to work with every day. And you know, I'm grateful that Dr. Strobel, who is our CEO, mm-hmm. as many people probably around Northfield know who Dr. Strobel is. He gets marketing. He understands the importance of it. Yeah. And that's really nice, because there's a lot of company owners, a lot of CEOs out there who look at it as, you know, is this a necessary expense? Is this something that's important? And then they end up losing out in the long run for not having it. So
so let's take a step back then. Let's talk about Aurora Pharmaceutical.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us the story, like how Dr. Strobel came to put the company together in the first place?
Sure. I'll give you a little nickel tour. Yeah. You know, he started out, you know, he grew up on a cattle farm, mm-hmm. Dr. Strobel. So he grew up around livestock, and he grew up here in Minnesota, mm-hmm. went to the University of Minnesota for his veterinary degree. And, you know, he became a veterinarian. He also has like a master's in like swine management or something. These are degrees I didn't know existed, but I knew veterinary did, but not swine management. Yeah, But he started as a veterinarian. You know, the Cannon Valley Vet Clinic, which you see right there on 3, was mm-hmm. actually the second iteration of a vet clinic. He was originally across the street from there. There's like a blue building. And so that's where they originally started. It was him and his partner, and they were two veterinarians, you know, and they had like another, you know, part-time employee. Eventually moved over to, you know, what Cannon Valley is today. And then they built off of that. And Aurora came around, I'd say in the early, they broke ground on that building, I believe in 2007. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was really, you know, they were compounding, because back then you could compound the pharmaceuticals, right? Where, you know, pharmacists could compound and they'd have basically the ingredients and make the medicine.
Okay.
And then the FDA came in and started saying, well, we want to regulate animal or veterinary pharmaceuticals a bit more. And so compounding started to kind of go out the window. Mm-hmm. And that was really their opportunity. You know, they saw there was needs that needed to be filled, you know, customer needs and farmer needs, rancher needs, and so on. And that's when they started getting into, actually, they went through the process of, you know, getting their first FDA approval, which of course is an arduous process, especially mm-hmm. right out the beginning. And then over time, they've built it to what they have today, over, you know, 30 products and 160 employees throughout the country. A lot of them right here in Northfield. Yep. Continuing to grow. And if I do my job right, you know, it'll just keep on doing it.
Are there specific products that have sort of put Aurora on the map?
Sure. You know, they're actually really big in the swine world. So, you know, a lot of swine producers, you know, pig farms and stuff really understand, really know Aurora very well. So, you know, they've got, you know, like Swine Mate, and, you know, they've got Barrier Wound Care and things like that. Equisol, which is a equine product, was one of their big pioneer products. But nowadays they're really growing in the companion animals. So, you know, flea and tick preventatives, right? So, for example, there's brand name products out there that, you know, like Advantage Multi, which we have the generic equivalent to, or Revolution, which we have the generic equivalent to. And with these generic equivalents, you have to, by law, have to make them exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So you're getting the same exact, it's just like if you're going to buy Tylenol versus acetaminophen or Advil versus ibuprofen, they have to be the same thing. But we can sell it for anywhere from 50 to 60 to 70% less than what the brand names can sell it for.
Interesting. And
so, right. So we're able to, we're, you know, at a time when everybody's hurting and everybody's thinking, you know, and, you know, about 30% of people out there right now are making decisions for their pets based on economics,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, like I said, money's tight for a lot of people. It's nice that we're at this great place now where we can offer and we can say, hey, look, we have something that's the same as Advantage Multi-Year Revolution, but you're going to pay us like 60% less, you know, and that's an area that we're really growing in.
That's fantastic. And you, there are, you, employees across the country. I didn't realize that that Aurora had grown that much. Is it mostly sales, or do you have other offices around the country?
Around the country, it's mostly our salespeople, our sales staff. So they're in different regions, you know, catering to our, you know, distribution and to our veterinarians and so on.
Are you in all 50 states?
We are throughout all 50 states. That's, yeah, you can find, and we have a full line distribution throughout the country.
Wow, wow, that's really impressive, and you know, I've been here long enough to, Jane, you have too. I mean, long enough to remember when that building went up.
Right. You know, it was a mystery.
It was. It what's the thing with the dome on it?
Uh-huh.
And nobody knew for a long, long, I mean, because, I mean.
Because they had no marketing.
Well, yes. there's that.
You're welcome. No.
It is kind of a, specific market. I mean, it's not sure. It's not an everyday consumer type
Absolutely.
Of market. But in this area, I mean, ag is the big thing. So, how do you go about developing the market as a marketer? Mm-hmm. I mean, how have you been charged to do things?
Well, you know, a lot of it's multi-layered. First off, I'm going to mm-hmm. tell you, you know, there's not just building product recognition, but there's brand recognition as well. And then having the brand associated with those products.
Yeah.
So it's not just, oh, we know that this is Barrier Revolt or Swine Mate, but we know that these are made by Aurora, you know, and you want to be able to hit both things. But we're also elevating the brand as a whole. You know, we're doing a lot of exciting things. Our new website will hopefully be up in the next few weeks. We've been working on it for months, you know. So there's been a lot of rebranding there, you know, but as a marketer, some of the things that, you know, if I'm coming into your place of business for the first time and you're, you know, we're sitting down and we're putting a strategy together, the first thing that I'm going to want to know is, what is our audience? Who is our audience? Who are we trying to talk to? Because mm-hmm. you have to know who you're talking to and what resonates with them before you can then plan retroactively back to what that message looks like,
right?
You don't want to just come out the gate like, this is what we're doing with no strategy. I'm a big data person. My degree's in anthropology. So I, as a lot of great marketers do, have anthropology degrees,
mm-hmm.
You know, understanding that human we're trying to talk to is first and foremost. And then what resonates with them.
Right.
And we have several you know, a veterinarian's going to take information differently than a farmer and a rancher will.
Mm-hmm.
That's different messaging there. So, you know, I have to plan for all of those. And so we have multifaceted, you know, lots of, you know, irons in this fire.
Right,
so.
Right. And expanding into companion animals, that almost feels like, I mean, that's really expanding your market quite a bit. I mean, that's got to be a heck of an undertaking.
It can be, because, you know, you have to talk to veterinarians, right? They have to know who you are, and then the consumer has to know who you are to ask for it. And, you know, a lot of the ways that I approach that is much like how, you know, human pharmaceuticals are marketed. Mm-hmm. You know, there's you see those, you know, messages or those commercials on TV where they're ask your doctor about XYZ. You know, if we can get that consumer to say, oh, I know that this is what I want. I want to talk to my veterinarian about, you know, Barrier or Revolt. Then that's part of that messaging. And then on the other hand is also reaching those veterinarians with education and, you know, making sure they know everything about the product. You know, yeah, they know what salmectin is, which is, you know, or Revolt is or so mm-hmm. on. But understanding, like, how do you translate that message to that customer of yours, that client of yours, to say, no, a generic equivalent is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not less than because it's cheaper.
Right.
Right. You know, so there's a lot of messaging that we have to make sure we get out there.
Yeah. Two questions I've got.
Sure.
When you look at the Northfield economy, mm-hmm. right. People know about Sheldahl, although Sheldahl seems to be kind of a secret to what goes on there over there. And there's Post, which is as you can't miss it driving into
right,
town.
Right.
These are and even McLean's. I mean, these are cornerstones of the Northfield economy. But Aurora has put itself into that mix as well. Tell us about a little bit about the operations of Aurora, and like, do you know, this might be putting you on the spot a little bit. How many employees you have that actually live in Northfield, and what does Aurora mean to the Northfield economy, I guess?
Sure, sure. I couldn't quote exactly a number on who lives in Northfield. We'd have to ask HR for that.
Yeah.
But I do know that a lot of us do, including myself. Yeah. I live right down the street from here. I'm always walking around Northfield.
Nice.
I love it. It's such a great town. You know, something that Dr. Strobel's passionate about is this community. He loves this community. You know, he's been here so long and built his business mm-hmm. here. And, you know, it's not just about those who live here. I mean, those who work here, we're going to lunch places and so on while we're here. You mm-hmm. know, we're eating yeah. here. You know, we're going to events here. You know, meeting lovely people at the chamber. You know, they've gotten me so involved in the community. I'm actually in a play now. I'm going to be in Shakespeare in Love.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes,
that's great.
Yes, yes. So I've gotten myself fully ingrained in the community. Yes. If you want to come see me play Queen Elizabeth.
That's a great part.
That's such a great part.
Not a huge part, but just such an integral part.
Like,
of
who wouldn't want to be Queen Elizabeth?
Doggone right. Right.
So you want to see me in a wig and a big dress, come hang out and see that. But you know, for him, it's he loves this community. And when I, one of the things when I first started here, he charged me with make sure that we're doing stuff that's in the community. That's why, like, one of the first things I did when I got into my office was signed us up as a stakeholder with the chamber.
Yeah,
that was right out the gate, right after I moved here. And they've been so great about, you know, they do so many wonderful events. You know, I get to participate where, you know, the Women in Business event that's newer for the chamber. Mm-hmm. We're doing a marketing roundtable in June that I get mm-hmm. to be on the panel for. You know, there's this community means a lot. You know, I would say as far as our salespeople, there's not even 25 of that 160 employees that are the salespeople around the country. The rest are typically here. They're mm-hmm. in Minnesota. They're either in Northfield or in the immediate surrounding areas. I think my longest commuter is my graphic designer, and she drives in from Rochester.
Okay.
But outside of that, most people live and work in and around the surrounding area.
Yeah, that's cool. Mike Strobel is a well-known guy in Northfield, and he's a really good guy too.
He is.
How at this point, how involved, like, is he still really, really hands-on with Aurora?
Absolutely.
Every day.
You know, and he comes into my office a couple times a week, and we sit down and we talk, and, you know, he's a smart, smart guy.
Yeah.
He you could listen to him talk about it. I mean, he still volunteers every week at the Minnesota Zoo. You know, he's so active, and, you know, we'll sit down. He's one of the few CEOs I've ever had the privilege to work with that understands the importance of having marketing. So mm-hmm. we really get into the weeds, and we'll start, you know, just talking about so many ideas. And, you know, sometimes he gets really even more passionate than me, and I have to kind of rein him in and be like, remember that I have a finite budget, Dr. Strobel. Okay. I know you're excited, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
He's obviously been a gift to the city of Northfield, and as is Aurora Pharmaceutical, and I can't tell you how happy we are to have you guys.
Well, thank
here
you. We like being here, you know. And then you bring people like me up here from Texas. Who,
exactly.
You know, who else? What do you mean? There's no rattlesnakes on this trail. This is amazing.
Well, who else is going to play Queen Victoria?
I mean, you got to get somebody with that brash Texas, you know.
Doggone right. Well, Stephanie, it's really nice to meet you. And
thank you.
It was a pleasure
being here.
You're welcome on the station anytime.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you, Jane. And we kind of commented your, you know, talking.
This is very typical.
Okay. It is actually. We've still got a couple of minutes to talk to Jane.
I laugh. I smile.
Yeah, exactly.
People at the other end might not know that.
She is. She is laughing and smiling. I promise.
If you go back and listen to the show, that you can hear you smiling. I can hear you smiling.
I think so.
Nice. Yeah,
I do want to say that with every stakeholder member, part of that is to provide a nonprofit or a startup business,
right. Mm-hmm.
A chamber membership. Somebody who maybe couldn't afford it or you just hadn't been a member before. And Stephanie, a.k.a. Aurora Pharmaceutical, gifted the Prairie's Edge Humane Society.
Perfect.
A chamber membership.
It made sense, obviously.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they run, I'm sure, a very tight budget and just on donations and a few grants. I hadn't seen Kathy Jasnock for years, probably. So she came in and she was just tickled. And so they're, you know, she can use the chamber membership to just expand their existing reach, and their marketing budget goes a little bit farther with this membership from Aurora. So that's
they're just so nice over there. We really enjoyed meeting them, and you know, we brought them some, you know, a big bag of like toys and treats and things for the animals that they had, and you know, she tried to convince me to leave with a cat. And
you was know, she successful? Was like, you
know, no, ma'am. No, although there's a cat there named Baby, who was the one that, you know, almost it came really close. You know, Baby's a sweet, sweet cat. So if you're in the market for a cat, I'm telling you to go adopt Baby. He's just a sweet, sweet cat. I travel too much for work. Yeah. I can't really have an animal, but you know, I do love them. You know, there's even a dog in this lobby. Yeah. I came in. I was so excited about it.
People love Ginger. I was going to ask you if you would ever, are you a cat person? Like, have you ever had a cat?
I've never had a cat. Okay. You know, I've always been a dog person my whole life. I've always had dogs. My best friend, who has been my best friend for 20 years, she's got 3 cats. And so I kind of got to know cats going over and hanging out at her place. Yeah. You know, her and her husband and daughter actually came up to Minnesota a couple weekends ago. They flew up for the weekend and we went to the Stars Wild game.
Oh,
because we're hockey people.
Yes,
which is probably, a lot of people are like, really, from Texas, you're hockey people? I was like, you wouldn't believe it, but there's actually a really big network down there, and their daughter, who's 11, plays, and you know, on like a bantam team, and so yeah, so we went to the Green game and got to experience the X for the first time together. So that was a lot of fun.
The North Stars, of course, moved to Dallas in 93. And I will tell you that.
And then we won a cup with Mark Madonna. And I know everybody hates Norm Green for that. So
we hate Norm Green for a lot of reasons.
For a lot of reasons.
I was going to say is the wounds have almost healed.
No. There was when we were at the game, there was a guy in the lower bowl who stood up at one point and just started chanting that Norm Green.
The Norm Green chant that we all know so well. Yes, exactly.
And we had to laugh. We thought it was pretty funny.
Well, Jane, what's been going on in the chamber? How was Girls Night Out?
It was magical. It was so much fun. A little bit of drizzle in the middle, but I don't think anybody even noticed. The reunion was packed at the kickoff. We visited, I think, almost every store. On our way back to the Grand.
Did you get anything good? That's the important question. Did you find something?
Good question. Did I buy anything? I don't think that I did.
And you're probably too busy coordinating.
When I started at the Chamber, I bought everything from everybody. And my husband's like, you either have to quit shopping or you need to quit the Chamber. so many good things downtown.
They're really
everywhere.
Are.
But no, we had just... hundreds of women.
Nice.
I mean, there was no room to sit at the lower level at the Grand, standing room only. There were some people upstairs, but they kind of wanted to be down where the action was. Mm-hmm. It was a great prize. We had over 30 prizes for people. We'll have a wrap up. For you, those of you who don't know, we did Girls Night Out with our typical retail event, but then we partnered with Community Action Center to help promote their period poverty initiative. So it was Girls Night Out, period. Oh my gosh, they brought so much fun, and I don't know if you haven't been in tune to the marketing of products in magazines and TV shows, which men probably created for women in the 50s and 60s. Yeah. It's hilarious today.
Oh. It is.
Absolutely hilarious. And they made these boards. They had the CAC made these giant boards with those old ads. And
that's hilarious.
And we all remember them from back then, but pretty funny. So I hope it was successful for CAC as well. Awareness, for sure. It was more for awareness, but people were asking how they could donate.
That's
so
fantastic.
We'll be having a wrap up, but I'd like to see it again. I'm assuming that CAC is going to want to do it with us again.
That's
so we
great.
Definitely want to do it with them again.
Great. I left here Friday about 6:30 to go home. And it looked like participation was the needle had gone way over the edge because you could barely get down Division Street at 6:30. It was
you know what we were missing. Mm-hmm.
What were you missing?
A beat on the street.
Oh,
we could use a speaker sponsor next year so that when people come out of their stores, they're jamming.
Okay,
because somebody.
KYMN.
Somebody is going to be blaring music down the street. So if that's possible, wouldn't that be fun?
Certainly discuss that.
I will be happy to discuss that.
We are proud members of the chamber. We'd love to help. And the causes that the CAC supports are always causes that we want to support as well. So, we can absolutely talk
awesome.
About that.
Let's
How's
talk.
That? She's recruiting right here.
I love it. I love it. She's so passionate.
She's
you know?
Great. Yeah. Well, what do we have to look forward to with the Chamber in the next month or so?
Well, the next month we've got our golf event.
Yes.
The Chamber Cup is at the Northfield Golf
Very
Club.
Very excited about that.
On June 30th.
Okay.
Thought it was the 23rd.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
We sent it all out, and Jerry writes back. He goes, "I put you down for the 30th. I said, "I put you down for the 23rd. And he said, "You know, it's kind of like that big ship telling the lighthouse to move."
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, "Ooh, you got to move." So
yeah.
So far it's okay. It's okay. So I'm glad he told us sooner.
I'm gonna have to change
and we'll
my
be there.
Calendar.
We'll be there at the golf tournament. So we look 30th. Forward to seeing all the golfers.
That's kind of a business-to-business event, but we get about 150 people out there, mm-hmm. you know, throughout everything. That's fun. And then Crazy Days.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Days is the 24th of July.
Yeah.
We close the streets down and inventory reduction, but we're turning it into more of an event.
Yeah.
Things, you know, any chamber business is welcome to come down and set up on the street, as long as you got something crazy going on. Whether it's a drawing or I'm hoping that the hula hoop contest that the rare pair has done for decades will still go on. This will be their first year. Prin retired after Crazy Days last year.
Right. So. Well, yeah, but having talked to
the girls.
Yeah. Who own it now. I mean, I know that they're. Both of them are steeped in the history of a rare pair, so I mean, I have to believe that they would want to get something like that
too.
Going. Yeah,
I think so too.
Right.
So, thank you.
Cool. Well, that's going to do it for this month's edition of Chamber Chat. Stephanie, thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And that's Stephanie Hastings with Aurora Pharmaceutical. If people want to know more about Aurora Pharmaceutical, you said there's a new website coming.
Mm-hmm. We have an existing website, but the new one's definitely going to be prettier. But AuroraPharmaceutical.com.
AuroraPharmaceutical.com.
Follow us on Instagram.
Okay. All right. And Northfield Chamber.com as well, correct?
As well. Thank you.